Gwyneth, what was the big news today?
Speaker Ben Lujan announced today that he has advanced lung cancer and that he will not be running for re-election. He delivered the news in a speech right before the governor's State of the State address, and his wife Carmen and his son Congressman Ben Ray Lujan were with him. He is one of the longest-serving members of the House of Representatives. He's been there since 1975, and he's been the speaker since 2001. It was a total shock. Some of the lawmakers I talked to today said they had no idea this was coming. They knew he maybe had been a little sick, but they were completely surprised, and he acknowledged in his speech that he had kept this a secret for more than 2 years. He said that he sincerely apologized to his family, friends, and the people of New Mexico for not sharing this with them sooner. He said that he found out that he was sick just after his 50th wedding anniversary in October of 2009, and that it was at stage 4, so very advanced. He also said he was certain that the cancer was the result of exposure to asbestos when he was working at Los Alamos National Laboratories as a younger man. He said he was doing chemotherapy during the 2010 legislative session and was doing radiation during the summer of 2010, leading up to the primary election, which he only narrowly won. He also previewed the governor's speech, saying he hoped she would focus on job creation, and we assume that means not on things like driver's license for immigrants.
What did the governor say today?
Well, before she could even start her speech, she got interrupted by some protesters who we think were with the Occupy movement. They stood up in the House gallery and started to say something using the human microphone where they repeat one person's words as a group, but we couldn't really hear what it was, and they were hustled out of the public gallery pretty quickly. You know, coming right on the heels of Lujan's announcement, the people in the chamber and in the public gallery were in no mood for that kind of disruption, so it was over very quickly.
And was the governor shaken by the protesters?
She did not seem to be, and she went on and started her speech with a message to Speaker Lujan saying, New Mexico is pulling for you, and that got a big round of applause in the chamber. You know, there was nothing really surprising in her speech today. The news about Speaker Lujan far overshadowed her speech, which she used to talk about the proposals she'd mostly already announced. Only two things really stood out. She spent a lot of time talking about her education proposals, specifically the $17 million that she's proposed for reading initiatives. And the amount of time she spent on that in the speech leads me to believe she's going to be putting a tremendous amount of effort behind that. She also spoke very passionately about her proposal for tougher penalties on child abuse.
What else was happening today?
There were, earlier in the morning, dueling protests on either side of the building. The Tea Party had an event on one side, and the Occupy groups had a big rally on the other. There were lots of speeches and press conferences and announcements, but almost all of that really was drowned out by this news about Speaker Lujan being sick, which has just got everyone stunned and wondering what's going to happen next here. He did not say specifically in his speech whether or not he would continue to serve throughout the legislative session. So we are still wondering exactly how this is going to play out.
Okay, Gwyneth, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Carrie.